Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
You know, so last week we had a class over in Bellevue, and we always talk about this. The favorite part of our class is the questions.
Yeah.
People always, because we stick around and we answer these questions, and there's a lot of questions that people have after they've been through the presentation. But then when we meet with people, a lot of times we come back down to that same question that comes up somewhere in the conversation. It's like, how much money do I need to self-insure? And it's such an interesting question to me because, I mean, let's think about this. How much money do we need to retire? How much money do we need to go on vacation?
That's the age-old question.
Yeah. So we're always kind of guessing at this. And for some reason, most of the financial advisors out there, most of the attorneys, most of the CPAs have some number in their head when they're discussing it with their clients. And they say, you know, oh, you have X amount of money, you're okay, don't worry about long-term care insurance, you'll be fine. But will you? I mean, do you really know, right? And one advisor might think it's $700,000, somebody else might think it's $7
million. Exactly.
So the problem with that question, I tell everybody, is we don't know. And today we're going to spend a little bit of time about talking about some of the ancillary benefits and what we really put an insurance plan in place for. And when we really think about it, I mean, to me, like I said before, it's not about the money, right? What people really need to know is when they end up in a long-term care situation, it's not your money that's stressing out. It's not your money that's going to figure out how to get you that care that you need. It's not your money that's going to stay up late at night worrying about you. It's your family members. And so the real reason why we put a plan in place with long-term care insurance is mostly, for me, it's these ancillary benefits.
Yeah.
Because I will tell you, as a professional, I am guessing. I don't know if $6,000 is enough for you or you need $10,000. So we've got to move that conversation away from money because nobody really knows. And I tell people that if your financial advisor said you have enough money to self-insure and they're a fiduciary, I want you to get that in writing.
Yeah, I want you to sign it.
I want you to have them write that up in a paper. I want you to sign it telling them that everything's going to be okay. They have enough money and sign that. You don't need to worry about long-term care insurance. Because the truth is nobody will sign that because they don't know. If you push back, nobody really knows. It's just easy for them to say, you know, I think you got enough, don't worry about it. And the other thing that I've learned about this, working with a lot of these professionals, they don't know anything about long-term care insurance planning.
Exactly. They're just, I mean, they do what they do best, but they don't know the scope of the new long-term care programs out there. And the majority, I mean, the reason our clients put plans in place, and you'll read it in our reviews on our website, is that, you know what? I no longer have that nagging feeling in the back of my head anymore. I know that it's taken care of. I know that if something happens to me, my kids don't have to worry. I have a stopgap so that I don't have to dip into my money because I have a plan in place.
Yeah, it's about having a plan. And so the point is, too, I think that when we talk about this, think about who's giving you guidance. If you have a financial advisor or CPA or attorney that says you don't need to worry about it, they don't know about it. You know what I always say, and I always ask this. I always ask this when somebody's trying to sell me something. I was like, well, what's your plan? And watch them get nervous about it. You know, watch them squirm. And like if they're trying, somebody's financial advisor is trying to sell you a mutual fund, I'm like, well, how much money do you have in this mutual fund? Right? Just ask them that. Just be honest because it's like those people that, you know, that's part of the problem, I think, right off the bat is that they don't have the insurance plan themselves. They've never really thought it out. They might be great estate planning attorneys, but they don't have a long-term care insurance plan when it really comes down to it. They might be a great financial advisor, but they don't have a long-term care plan. So what they, you know, the fail-safe is just going back to the old adage, well, I have enough money, I'm going to self-insure. And the reason why I bring this up is because I had a client that came in a couple weeks ago to my office, and he said, you know, my dad had a financial advisor that told him, my job for you is to make sure that you have enough money that you don't need to worry about life insurance or you don't need to worry about long-term care insurance. That's my job. And he goes, and he looked at me and he goes, and you know what? He goes, my financial advisor for my dad failed because my dad ended up in a long-term care and he died broke. So we're going to talk a little bit today about, you know, the dangers of trying to put a dollar amount on how much do I need for long-term care insurance. And I just want to talk a little bit more about some of these ancillary benefits about, you know, what a long-term care plan actually brings to the equation, especially in retirement. So we're going to get into that a little bit. Before we get there, though, I want to talk a little bit about our classes. You've been listening to Cairo this week. You've heard our ads. We have a class coming up this next Saturday.
Yeah, and that's our asset-based class on a weekend because we had gotten quite a bit of feedback about holding those on the weekends versus the weekdays. So we have Saturday, April 13th, that's next Saturday at 9 a.m. in Bellevue. And then we have another one on Monday. It's going to be our just long-term care planning class, Monday, April 15th at 10 a.m.
Yeah, and let me spend just a quick second here talking about these classes. So the asset-based class, that's the same one we had last Saturday. So we're having another repeat performance next Saturday on the 13th. And that is, again, for those people that really are thinking about self-insuring. I mean, if you've worked hard, you've saved some money, you've got some assets, like Madeline says, now you got that nagging question in the back of your mind, how much money do I need? Do I have enough for long-term care? Come to one of these classes. We're going to show you a fantastic way to really protect yourself. And these are the plans that pay you back whether you use them or not. That's what we're going to focus on. So that's really the asset-based class. And we say, you know, somebody, like you'll hear the ads, close to $1 million. That's not necessarily true. I mean, if you've got really good income, you've got pension, you've got Social Security, that's what you're living on, and you've got, you know, $500,000 or $300,000 of assets somewhere that you can reposition, this class is something that you probably want to come to. So just, you know, if you're thinking about self-insuring, come to one of these classes. That's what this asset-based class is going to focus on. And there's a wide variety of these programs. I think that's what people are surprised at. It's not a plan, a carrier.
It's
there's multiple
plan,
options.
It's your plan and you design it.
Yeah. And lots of different ways to fund it, whether it's using retirement accounts or savings or even funding them over time. That's what a lot of people are still surprised about. The asset-based plans can be funded over time, meaning I can fund it over 10 years, or I can put a deposit down and make smaller payments over 10 years or even 20 years, or I could have the whole thing paid up in 5 years. So there's a wide variety of options on those. Then on the following Monday, on the 15th, our regular class, that's just the 101 basics. You're going to learn at the asset-based class, you're still going to learn about what long-term care is, what it pays for, all that stuff. Those two parts of the classes are the same. Where we differentiate a little bit on the regular classes, we're going to talk about traditional plans. Those are the pay-as-you-go, use-it-or-lose-it plans that work with the state partnership plan. So those are, again, designed for people that have maybe a smaller estate, right? They have good income. They have more modest savings that they need to protect. They don't want to just get completely wiped out in a long-term care situation. That's where a traditional plan might fit the bill a little bit better. So we're going to talk about those. But the whole idea, both of these classes, you're going to get our book. All the information, including the information on the state partnership plan, is in the book. So even if you come to the asset base, you'll get the other information. So come to one of these classes that fits your schedule. Sit down, learn. And again, they are classes. You're not going to get sold anything. We don't sign up anything. We just let you come in and learn. And then when you're ready, because I tell everybody, be your own advocate. Start doing some research on your own. And the book is just designed to kind of walk you through the basics of what long-term care is, what it pays for, how it works, how Medicare and Medicaid stand up. And then you can start really thinking about this because most people are surprised that these options are available out there.
Exactly. And these classes just really help you wrap your mind around, you know, maybe this might be a good option for me and here's how I would like to set it up, you know, and then it just moves the conversation along.
Yeah. So you can sign up at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. We're going to head into our first break here real quick. And when we come back, let's spend a little bit of time just talking a little bit about what we're trying to accomplish with insurance and some of the benefits of having a plan. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Bill, a client of Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Why did you decide to even look into the long-term care?
Well, I think the things that drove me to this was the expenses when you start getting older, and I wanted to not lose everything, protect my assets. And so I didn't have any long-term coverage, and I chose the asset-based plan, which, you know, had a lot of benefits that I thought worked for me.
Tell me about your first meeting with Brian, how he explained your long-term care options.
I thought Brian and Madeline were great. A lot of follow-up. Very clear in the way that he answered all my questions, and I thought it was as transparent as I of an experience as I had. And he was right there the whole way, you know, being patient, helping me out. I felt that he was working with me instead of working for himself.
Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I started working with Brian. You will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll be learning at your next class on April 11th.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class April 11th at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, these new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay your estate back with interest if you never use it. But most importantly, it's about having a plan. All your children have to do is carry out your wishes, and you're not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice my wife and I got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian has an asset-based class Saturday, April 13th in Bellevue. This class is aimed at individuals and couples who have accumulated close to or more than $1 million in assets and may be considering to self-fund long-term care costs in the future. Learn why that's not the best idea. Seating will be limited for this special asset-based class, April 13th in Bellevue. Reserve your spot, 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476 and get the latest information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. That's 1-888-973-5476.
And you just heard the ad there again. We do have an asset-based class again. That's next Saturday. The sign-up is free. We just ask you to sign up at our website at 525longtermcare.com because we have a training room. We have limited seats. And for those of you that signed up and you can't make it, let us know, and we'll open those seats up from somebody else. But again, next Saturday at kickoff at 9 a.m. And generally, we're out by 11 o'clock. So
yeah, it's in and out.
You can leave whenever you want, but most people stick around and ask questions. But we try to start it early, get you in, get you out, and then you can go about your day. So, and you'll also see the class for Monday is on our website as well, too. So let's talk a little bit today about insurance just in general. The reason why we put any kind of insurance in place is so that we have that guarantee, right? Mm-hmm. And we think about life insurance, right? I die, it's like then there's this guaranteed source of income there that's going to replace my ability to work. We were talking about that last week. And with long-term care insurance, it's the same thing. I mean, we get into this realm with long-term care planning about whether you have enough money or not. Like the default is earn enough money and then don't worry about it. And I cannot tell you how many clients we have that come in and their family members or somebody has just burned through all their assets. Or we get the call where the spouse is in long-term care and they're watching their estate just get dwindled down really quickly. Mm-hmm. And they're wondering what to
do. Exactly.
And they thought they were fine, right? They thought they were fine. Their advisor told them they were fine. The number one thing that wipes out a retirement, successful retirement plan is a basically an extended healthcare situation, unreimbursed medical expenses. Mm-hmm. And so, again, what we're really trying to say is we plan all this thing about growing money, and then what they'll generally do, a lot of these, the financial software that, I will use, you'll go in, you'll plug all these numbers in to see if somebody has enough money for retirement. But what they make is they'll make an assumption like long-term care is going to start at like age 85 and it's going to last 2 years and you won't be spending money over here. You won't be doing this. And they just make all these assumptions to make it look good. And that's what the financial software does. It gives us the option to make all these pie charts and put all these numbers in and then say, oh, you're okay. Well, the assumptions are false. A lot of people are surprised when I say it, that a third of the people that are on claim in this country are under age 65.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody's planning for long-term care at age 64, 63. But guess what? You have a stroke at 57 or 62 or getting a horrible car wreck at 59. You can be in a long-term care situation. So what happens is we sit there and we use this false narrative when it comes down to, do I have enough money for long-term care? Number one, we don't know because we don't know when long-term care is going to happen. We don't know what the extent of it is. We don't know what the magnitude of it is. So these advisors are just trying to make themselves look good and their clients feel comfortable. And what we need to say is like, why do we even put a plan in place in the first place? And number one is to protect our assets, right? So if I have a long-term care plan and the whole idea is that now I'm in an extended healthcare situation, I flip the switch. Now I've got that source of income coming in. It's a pay raise, whatever it is, whether it's $2,000 a month or $10,000 a month, I get that money. And that's there to, again, every dollar that I bring in on my insurance means it's a dollar less I have to spend out of my assets. So that's the idea of protecting our assets.
And it's tax-free. So you're not having to go into a different tax bracket just because you get into a long-term care situation.
Yes. Or, you know, and that's such a valid point. A lot of people have assets, but you got to remember the assets are there to generate income. So if I start converting those assets to income, there's some kind of tax issue there, whether it's income tax on retirement money, or whether it's capital gains tax on real estate or stocks or whatever it is. So we avoid that with long-term care insurance because what Madeline is talking about is like, I get that money coming in. I don't have to claim that as it doesn't push up my adjusted gross income. That's just money for me to pay for care, whether it's $100,000 a year, whether it's $200,000, it doesn't matter. So now we're protecting our assets. That's one thing that we do. The second thing, though, I think that people often overlook that an insurance plan does is it protects the family. And I tell my story at the beginning of every class. This is why I'm passionate about this business, because I watched my grandmother turn a long-term care policy on, and who won out of that was my mom. My grandmother got the level of care she deserved, but you know what? She would have got care either way. It just would have been at a burden of somebody else like my mom. So when she turned that in on, we were able to bring the professionals in. My mom got her life back. I got my mom back. My kids got their grandma back. And that's really what long-term care planning does. It provides your family with the resources and the access. They get this 800 number. And I say, what's on the other end of that 800 number is somebody that's been there, done it. They know exactly what's going on. You don't have to guess.
Yeah, they can now manage your care instead of providing it themselves, giving their lives up to provide it.
Yeah, so think about that. I mean, it's the guarantees. It's the guarantee that we're going to have the money there. We don't have to sit there and guess whether we have enough money set aside or not. We don't know when we're going to go into a long-term care situation or for how long. So it's really hard to plan that out. And some people will get lucky. I mean, honestly, people will get lucky. People get lucky all the time. But the vast majority of people won't.
Yeah.
The vast majority of people will end up in a care situation, and it's going to be a financial burden. And I think even worse than that, it's going to be a burden on the family members, because the family, is, again, they're the ones that are stepping in, trying to figure it out, and trying to really help navigate that situation, and it's a situation that most people haven't been in. You know, so
exactly,
you know that firsthand.
Yeah, it's a tough situation to navigate on your own.
Yeah, and so when people talk about that, how much money do I need? I say, let's take the money off the table, right? If you're going to live and die with the same amount of money, but you're going to go through a long-term care situation first, you're going to want long-term care insurance. Because really, what that is that group of professionals that are sitting there helping you and your family get the level of care that you need. So, and there's a lot that goes on to that. And it provides that guarantee that stream of income is going to be there. So again, you're not worried about it. And it also provides a guarantee that that money, we know the dollar amount that's coming in. And what I mean by that is, how much money do I have now? What's the market going to do? Am I going to still have that same amount of money 10 years down the road or 20? Or is it going to be a lot more? Or is it going to be the same? Or is it going to be less because the market turns down? With insurance, what we're saying is, if I want $6,000 a month today, I'm going to set that up. And if I want that to grow, I'm going to put an inflation rider on it. And that's going to give me a guaranteed amount of growth every year. It doesn't matter if the market's going down or up. So 20 years out, I can say, well, you know what? I have $11,000 a month now to pay for long-term care for an unlimited amount of time, or for 5 years or for 10 years. That depends on how you set up your plan. And so that guarantee on the growth is wonderful, because if I'm a financial advisor, really, and I'm saying I'm going to have you set X amount of money aside to pay for long-term care, where am I going to put that money? Do I put it in the market at risk so it will grow more and take the chance of losing it? Or do I put it in some, you know, a bond fund mm-hmm. or CDs or something, or a money market account where it's liquid, but it's just not going to grow? So long-term care insurance will actually grow at a guaranteed level, and we can choose that 3%, 4%, 5%. We can, a lot of the carriers allow us to choose the different inflation growth on that. And I think that the bottom line for so many people, and you touched on this earlier in the show, when I have that plan, I have all these guarantees. But mm-hmm. number one, what it does for me, it also gives me gives me more mad money, so to speak. I can spend more of my money more freely because I'm not guessing, do I have enough? Is this money going to be enough for this thing? And it also just gives me the ability to relax and not mm-hmm. sit there and worry about these ups and downs in the market.
Yeah, your mind's at ease because you know that no matter what, that part of it's covered. So the biggest risk in retirement is covered. So now you can actually enjoy your retirement and live out your retirement plan the way you've set it up.
Yeah, and I think if you go to our website at 525longtermcare.com, down in the bottom corner, you're going to see this top-rated local, and these are reviews. These have been all been verified as clients of ours. Send these reviews back in. But if you read through a lot of them, there's this theme in there. And if mm-hmm. you hear the radio ads, like Dory was just talking with Bill, it's like a lot of people put these plans in place because they're saying, like, you know what? I don't have to worry anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the trade-off is we say that it's like, I don't know if the plan going to be cover every dollar of expense you have. No, that's not the point. But what they know is that they're not going to get completely wiped out in a long-term care situation, because they know they have $100,000 a year coming in, or they got $82,000 exactly. a year coming in, or they got $150,000 a year, and they know that they can budget and that money's going to be there. They don't have to worry about, are their assets growing? Which assets are they going to sell? What's the market conditions when I need that money? Think of the people that went into long-term care situations in 2008 and 2009.
Goodness.
They had lost 40% of their portfolio. Real estate prices were down. It was hard to borrow money. And guess what? Now, you need another $6,000 a month. Where does it come from? Mm-hmm. Right? You're selling a depressed asset in a depressed market. It was just very, very painful for a lot of people. And we have some clients right now that are coming back through that. You know, they've put money aside and they're having to pull that money back out of their trust that they put mm-hmm. the money into, because the long-term care event showed up and they weren't planning for that.
Exactly.
They had everything mapped out. And so
it's like there is this one commercial out there for a cold, and she's like trying to schedule with her cold, and the cold is just not going to wait for anything,
not
you know,
along.
Not going to wait for you to get your meeting done on Wednesday, you know?
Well, and I think that's it, right? We tend to think of long-term care as something that we can kind of control. It's going to be later in life. We're going to be old, and it's going to be measured, and it's going to be controlled, and everybody can step in and help out, and it won't be that big of a deal. And the truth is, it's rarely like that. Mm-hmm. The truth is, we get the calls every single week, and it's just chaos. It's chaos for the family. It's chaos for everybody. Now, what do you do? Where are you getting this money? You know, all these different problems, you know. Dad's the guy that always did the finances. Now dad can't do those finances. He just had a stroke. So now mom's trying to have this conversation with the financial advisor that she's really not that comfortable with. And then the kids are pitching in, and the kids don't really understand how much money mom and dad have because they were never really talking about that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're trying to figure out how to get this plan of care that the doctor is saying, look, you need this, this, and this. And it's just chaos versus, hey, I have an 800 number. Let me call somebody. A case manager jumps in and says, you know what? Don't worry. I've been there.
And
I speak this language.
Exactly. And yeah. That is always the underestimated features of long-term care insurance that people forget about. Because when my mom was in a long-term care situation, I didn't know the medical jargon that they were talking about. Everyone's telling me something different. I had no mm-hmm. idea, you know, but you call these case managers and they live this. This is their entire job. They know it inside and out, and they can say, no, you know, your doctor needs to write this in the plan of care, and let mm-hmm. me just talk to him. I'll explain it.
Yeah, exactly right. That's a valid point. A lot of these case managers most of them are, they have a nursing background, they have mm-hmm. a medical background, they understand, and so they will find the flaws in the system and say, no, this is what actually needs to take place for us to get the level of care, and this is where we need to get that. You don't have to do this. Social workers telling you, you got to do this. That's not true. You can do this. So,
mm-hmm. And that is such a relief for the family.
Yeah, great point. So we're going to head into our second break here, and when I come back, I've got a client of the week, and I'm going to show you how we set up the guarantees that we're talking about to protect the estate. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Exciting options you need to know about in regard to long-term care. Brian is here to help at 1-888-973-5476. Or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high costs of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll be learning at your next class on April 11th.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class April 11th at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Volatile markets are never fun, but it provides the opportunity to see exactly how much risk you're exposed to. Like Warren Buffett always says, when the tide goes out, you find out who's been swimming without their trunks on. Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Chances are the defense portion of your portfolio, the bonds, got hit right along with your stocks. So what do you do? Look, safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. By using our bond replacement strategy, our clients have actually increased their returns while being insured against loss and all the while lowering their fees. Call now and get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, and learn how to protect your retirement against loss but still participate in market gains. Call 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by calling Brian Ott at 1-888-973-5476. Or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
And welcome back to Long Term Care Radio on this kind of rainy Saturday morning. It came in fast.
Yeah, pretty dreary.
It's but such a nice spring. Run. Yeah, boy, it is spring and it's going to be, I hope we just don't get punished with like 2 months of rain after that kind of drier than normal winter, but we'll see. So again, we've got a couple classes coming up. Next Saturday is our next asset-based class at 9 a.m. Again, the classes are free. They're right over in Bellevue, right off of the Southeast 8th exit. Super easy to get to, north or south on 405. Just jump off there. Directions are on the website when you sign up. And again, it's right on our homepage at 525longtermcare.com. Upcoming events, click on the one that you want to go to. We have another class on Monday, the 15th as well, too. That's tax day for those of you that don't know. So you got a week to get it together, which is, whew, yeah. So, but again, yeah, sign up for one of those classes. Come join us. We've got a fresh batch of updated books with the new numbers in it for the tax deductions and things, and everybody gets a copy of that book when they come to one of our classes. So that's how you get that. And then all that information is on our website as well, too. So as you're jumping around, you know, 525longtermcare.com, start on the where to start button right there in the middle of the big green box, and that will kind of walk you through some of the basics there. And this time of the show, what we try to do is show you how we designed a plan for a client that came in. And we were talking about, you know, do I have enough money for insurance? And this was a classic example. These were some clients that came to an asset-based class a while back. And in their mind, they were self-insuring. The long-term care was not even on the radar. But that changed over the last couple of years because they started seeing some friends go through some situations. One of their very good friends had a stroke, and it just changed everything on their friends' lives. And they realized, man, that's not only is it costly, it's costly emotionally, physically, financially. It was just a drain on everything. So they started thinking, well, maybe we should reconsider this because it's not as easy as they thought, right? Mm-hmm. They didn't just age into it, and it's just not going to work out the way everybody thought.
Yeah, it didn't happen when they were in their 80s either.
Yeah,
it happened suddenly.
Yeah, and the thing is here, this client, so we've got Michael who is 72 and Rebecca who is 66. First off, think about this. Michael is 72 years old. 9 out of 10 financial advisors out there are going to tell you that you're too old. Mm-hmm. I mean, probably 99% will tell you you're too old for long-term care. You should have looked into it in your 40s or 50s. So Michael was under that impression, but he had been listening to the radio, came to our class, realized, no, we have plans that, you know, you can put a plan in place up to age 85 if you're still healthy. It's mm-hmm. your health that dictates the plan, gets you approved. It's the age that determines the cost, the amount of money you've got to put into that plan. So they came in and we started talking about it, and I'm like, what's changed? I mean, they had, you know, a nice size estate. They thought they had plenty of money, but they said, look, we just watched a good family friend go through this. They're right in the middle of it, and it could go on for years. And they're thinking, wow, they're burning through a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And they're selling off the assets. And one of the things you're starting to see is when you sell an asset, that asset's the whole purpose of that asset is to generate income.
Yeah.
And when you sell those capital assets, you lose the future income. So now they're sitting there saying, well, watching them sell off the assets, and if something like that happens to me, you know, Rebecca's 66, she's 6 years old. You know, she could live a long time without Michael. So Michael's starting to rethink this, saying, well, what if I do put a huge dent in this estate? Mm-hmm. Then will she have enough money? She ends up in long-term care. So that was kind of what brought them in to see us. And so they came and they learned about some of these asset-based classes. And we talked about it and we showed them different ways we can fund it. And here's what we did. I mean, and folks, you're going to just listen to the net result of this. So Michael and Rebecca came in and they made a single deposit of $300,000. And for all those real finicky technical people, it was $299,999. It was kind of funny. This one was just right at $300,000. What that did for them, though, is it gave them each $10,034. That's $120,408 per person per year for long-term care insurance. That means that if Michael goes on claim, he gets $120,000 a year, $10,000 a month. Rebecca's on claim, she gets the same $120,000 or $10,000 a month.
Yeah.
So if they're on claim together, they're pulling in $20,000 a month to pay for long-term care services. Now, this is an unlimited lifetime benefit. That means neither one of them will ever run out of long-term care. So Michael can use it for 10 years. Rebecca can use it for 20 years. It doesn't matter. And the first one on claim is not going to have an effect on the second person. They each mm-hmm. get $10,000 a month. Now, that's great. If you look at the average claim is 4 years from the insurance point of view, so that's $480,000, right? That's going to come out of this, out of the $300,000. And that's if one person's on claim. But again, I hate averages because if you make it a year, you're probably going to make it 5 or 6 years. And so really you're saying, hey, one person just goes on the average claim, they're probably going to pull $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 out of this plan. But that's guaranteed money. That's always going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. This is insuring both people. So Michael has that stroke. He ends up in care for 8 years. He pulls out his $1 million. Rebecca comes down 10 years down the road and she goes on claim. She has an unlimited bucket of money to pull long-term care insurance out of. So that's what this does. That's what this deposit does. Now, what happens if they get lucky? What if they don't use this plan? This is where these asset-based plans just really make a lot of sense. They are guaranteed to get $334,000 back, $334,470. So just you put $300 in, you're going to get $335 back either way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that could be just the lump sum going back tax-free to the estate because neither one of them triggered a claim. Or let's say one person goes on claim and they use $100,000. They're just on claim for 10 months. Well, the difference is going to go back. Then they take that $335,000, they subtract any long-term care benefits paid out, and the difference goes back to the estate. So this is that stopgap that you were talking about.
Yeah.
their $200,000-$300,000 turns into $335,000 of guaranteed return of premium. If they use anything less than that, that money comes back. But that's not what we got it for. What we got it for is to protect the estate. They go right past that $335,000 mark. The long-term care benefit just keeps coming in and in and in and in. Mm-hmm. It's unlimited.
So this is a better way to self-insure.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
If, you know, if he's sitting there talking with his financial advisor and they're saying, well, let's put some money in a safety spot so that if you do end up in long-term care, we can access it because it's liquid. This way, you're putting that money in a safe, guaranteed spot. But now you have unlimited long-term care coverage. You have the leverage.
Yeah, and what we're really talking about here is if I take $300,000 and move it from one pocket to the other pocket, where was that $300,000? Was all your money in the market? Was all of your money at risk? No, not for these people. So we took some of their safe money, we put it in there. And what this allows them to do is also be a little bit more aggressive with their mad money, right? Mm-hmm. Because they know that if the market turns down and they end up in a long-term care situation, they don't have to go to that money that's in the market. They have a guaranteed stream of income. They have that lifetime pension that they're going to kick on, and it's going to just run forever. And the best thing about these plans that you have to understand is when Michael came in, as we age, we think everything's going to work out. And then we start aging, we start seeing things around us change. Like I was talking about reading glasses. You know, if you asked me 10 years ago to plan for retirement, I wouldn't have thought about reading glasses. And so that's what he was saying. We just didn't think about this until we watched a friend go through this, and we're seeing the real net results of a long-term care situation. So we're going to plan for this now. We can plan for this, but he's saying, I now know that if I end up in a long-term care situation, like my friend had the stroke, and I'm in there 6, 8, 10 years, I am not going to leave my wife broke. She's going to have this guaranteed stream of income, and it protects those capital assets to keep growing. So that's the power of this plan. And folks, it's that simple. I take $300,000 out of one pocket. I put it in this other pocket. I put all these benefits on it. I get all these tax advantages. And oh, guess what? I don't use it. My $300 comes back to the estate at $335. Now, is that great in return? No, but I mean, think what's your $300,000 doing in a money market or a CD right now? It's not really growing a lot, but that's not what we're using this for. We're not using it as an investment alternative. We're using it as a guarantee to protect the estate. And the beautiful thing about these plans is now they live a long life. They pass away. The estate is dealt out the way they want it. But guess what? This $300,000 turns into $335,000 of tax-free death benefit that's going to come back to the estate, which is great. So we can use that as an estate planning tool. Mm-hmm. But if they do end up in long-term care, what's it going to do? It's going to provide them that $120,000 a year per person of tax-free income so that they can protect their other assets. And they can let those assets grow, and they can pass those on to the estate. So the idea is we don't undo the estate plan. We know that if I live a long life, I will spend X amount, but oh yeah, this benefit's going to go tax-free to the estate. But if I do end up in a care situation, now I'm going to switch this money that I would be spending for normal living. I'm going to use this tax-free money. I'm going to protect my assets to give that to the estate.
Mm-hmm.
People with long-term care insurance will end up with more money at the end of their lives in most situations, and especially when you end up in a care situation and when we have a married couple, 92% chance they're going to use this policy. They're not going to bet against that. So I just love designing these plans. And now think about this, folks. For those of you that are sitting out there saying, well, $300,000, well, it's all relative to the size of estate you have. If you put half this money in, then you would get half that benefit. You'd get $5,000 a month for life. However, here's the thing I want to touch on before we go on this segment. If they're 72 and 66, they put $300,000 in to get a $10,000 a month lifetime benefit. If they were if they were 20 years younger, this is where the age comes in, you would cut that number in half. You would put about $150,000 into the plan to get the same benefit. So that's what I'm saying. The age is what determines the premium. The health is what determines your eligibility. So we have some 50-year-olds that aren't going to qualify because their health is already compromised. But for those people that are young and healthy, if I'm 50, if I'm 60, I'm going to get more insurance for my dollar. However, I'm 72, don't think that you can't get insurance. 75, don't think you can't get insurance. This still makes way more sense to these people than trying to guess whether they have enough money to self-fund the long-term care.
Exactly.
So we're going to head into our final break, and you got to stick around. We get back. We got a question from a cynic in Seattle this week, which is going to make everybody laugh. So stick around. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
certified long-term care planning specialist Brian Ott will be right back to take your call at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476. Or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll be learning at your next class on April 11th.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class April 11th at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Darlene, who is a new client of 525 Advisors. And first of all, Darlene, tell me, why were you looking into long-term care in the first place?
So at the time I found 525 Advisors, I was working for the federal government. I looked into their long-term care plans, but they have what I call a cookie-cutter approach, meaning that it's one plan for everybody. So I met 525 Advisors through another business acquaintance, and Brian Ott was able to show me that there were better plans out there, and he actually was able to make a tailor-made plan for me that was right both for in cost and for coverage.
Awesome. And I talked to somebody a couple days ago, another listener who had contacted Brian and Madeline, and they said they just didn't feel any high pressure. They didn't feel like they were talking to a salesperson at all, that they were just getting advice. Was that kind of your experience?
Right. I really feel, Dory, that Brian and Madeline aren't just in the selling business of long-term health care plans. They're actually in the people business. So they've made me feel like they care about people. They cared about me. I would highly recommend them. They're very personable. They are responsive. When you call them, they get right back to you. I just felt overall comfortable in working with them. I would advise anyone to give them a call, and they will be able to steer you in the direction that you want to go. I think they're excellent, and I would recommend them to anyone.
Whew, that is a great testimonial, Darlene.
Thank you. I believe it, Darlene.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. That is awesome. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started. You will learn so much. Seating is limited, so register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476.
Well, you just heard an ad there from Darlene. She's one of our clients, and you know, Darlene, I know you love hiking, so gonna have to put your raincoat on this weekend. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she's very active. I like that about her. So. Again, we have also got a couple of classes coming up. Our next class, believe it or not, is next Saturday, so that's coming up quick. It's Saturday the 13th at 9 a.m. over in Bellevue. You can get the information at our website at 525longtermcare.com. And then we actually have a regular long-term care planning class on Monday the 15th at 10 a.m. start time. So sign up for whichever one of those work out for you. And it's just a great way to come and learn. And it's an extension of what we do here. We kind of try to wrap everything up and put it in a usable format and give you that book so you can take home and start reading about long-term care planning. And we're going to show you some of these great new programs. And, you know, I think that's still what just blows me away, that people ask me, I had a friend, old business partner, said, how in the heck do you go in and talk about long-term care on the radio every week for an hour? And I said, you know, there's so much to learn. There really is. And I went through it firsthand because I was trying to get a policy put in place for my mom when my dad passed away. And I was like, holy cow, it seems complicated. It doesn't to us now because we do this for a living. But I know I still remember that when you're getting in, you're like, what's the right plan? What's the best option? What if this company goes out of business? What happens here? What happens there? And that's what these classes are about. Come in and get your questions answered. Mm-hmm. And then most people, the reason why we do these classes is because then when we meet with you, we're not at the 101. We're not answering the basic questions like, what does it pay for? And do I have to go to a facility to use it? And all those questions that come up.
Exactly. It makes the meeting much more meaningful and saves us all time, really.
So yeah, sign up 525longtermcare.com. It's right there on the homepage, upcoming events. Underneath that, you're going to see Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week submission. And we got a funny one this week. It's kind of, it's not really a question. It's more of a statement, but I just had to use it. It's from Cynic in Seattle. So it says, if these new plans pay you back if you don't use them and provide unlimited long-term care insurance, if you do, why doesn't everybody have one? So that's the cynic, right? If they're that good, why doesn't everybody have one? And that's like, well, cynic, I'll tell you. Number one, not everybody's going to qualify for them. Mm-hmm. And I mean that both from a health point of view and financially. You have to realize that half of Americans have no meaningful savings in this country. And that's the same as they move into retirement. So the asset-based plans are not even discussed because those people don't have financial advisors. You know, they might have $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 somewhere in savings, a small 401k, but they don't even really have financial advisors at that level.
Yeah.
So nobody's talking to them about it. They're not going to qualify for it from a financial point of view anyway. It's just not suitable for them. And what we mean by that is, you know, if I'm living off of $2,000 a month of income, I'm not going to go spend $1,000 a month on a car payment because it's just that's not suitable. I mean, you wouldn't be able to do that. And so insurance programs work the same way. You may want this asset base like Michael and Rebecca have $300,000 they put into their plan. But if you've only got $400,000 of savings, it's not going to be suitable. It doesn't make sense for your situation. So I think number one, you have to realize that. Well over half of Americans don't have any savings, and out of the other half of them, the vast majority of those people, another 50% of those, don't have the resources to set up one of these asset-based plans. And so that's number one. But number two, I think the reason why people don't have these is just simply put, they don't know about them. Mm-hmm. Nobody's talking to them about them. You know, and I got to be honest with you, I was in this business for years before I really came across these asset-based plans because the carriers that I were working with were the traditional carriers, and they didn't have these asset-based plans, and they're not going to market the asset-based plans for another company. So I ended up learning about these on my own just through the due diligence and learning and going in and researching these different companies. And now with the changes of the Pension Protection Act, which was just in 2010, so we're still in our first decade, that's really what got this growth of all these new programs. Mm-hmm. And some of these programs have only been out a few years. Some of the carriers that have offered them and others have been out like 30 years.
Exactly. Well, and advisors don't know about them. That's why I always kind of laugh when people come to our classes. I say, you know, now leaving this class, you know more than like 90% of the country on long-term care insurance.
Yeah.
Because it's just not a subject that's talked about. It's not taught, for retirement. It's just not something people think about.
Well, we just had a call last week from a client we're working with, and one of her advisors looked at the plan that we designed for and said, you know, couldn't come up with anything negative to it, right? It's like, okay, you're going to pay this money. And this was an asset-based plan that's going to be funded over time with equal payments. So you put this money into the plan, but it's going to pay you back if you don't use it. But if you do need it, you have a lifetime benefit. So his question to her is like, well, I got to wonder if the insurance company is going to be able to pay a lifetime benefit. You know, that's what he was grasping at. It just goes to show he didn't know about this program. He doesn't understand how they work. He doesn't understand the actuarial science behind them. And oh, by the way, that company that's offering that, they've got a 140-year track history. They're an A-plus rated company with billions of dollars of assets. They're a mutual company, which means their money is that they grow their profits is for their clients, not for Wall Street, not for shareholders. That's why the company's been around 140 years. That's why insurance is so safe and guaranteed. So, you know, Cynic is sitting there basically saying, hey, it's too good to be true. And we get that, but it's really not. If you do the math on this, again, the actuary science on these asset-based plans, they're looking at the village of 10,000 and they know with certainty because they've studied this village for 100 years. that X amount of houses are going to burn down, X amount of people are going to get sick, and this is what the average cost is, because they're looking at all the data that they've collected for the last 100 years. And that's how they can come up with insurance. That's how they know how much to charge for homeowners insurance. That's how they know how much to charge for health insurance, is they look at the actuary science and they have an idea of where they're going to be. So we're not guessing on this. And so the companies that are really looking at this, they don't know if that village of 10,000 people, if five people are going to go on claim this week. They don't know if it's you or if it's me or if it's somebody else, but they know somebody's going to go on claim. Mm-hmm. They also don't know if it's going to be a 10-year claim or it's going to be a 10-month claim. However, what they do know by looking at the actual science is on an average, someone's going to be, you know, here, someone's going to be here, someone's going to be here. So the idea of these asset-based plans is you're taking some money, you're repositioning it. What you're doing is you're allowing the insurance company to work with that money. Your money is working. It's buying insurance instead of getting the ups and downs of the market. This is just giving you those guarantees that we talked about earlier in the show. The lifetime benefit, the guaranteed growth if I choose an inflation rider. So the whole idea is, yes, why doesn't everybody have these? It's, well, most people don't know about them. Most people don't understand how they work. But for those people that learn about these, it's by far in this country, across the United States right now, asset-based hybrid plans, linked benefits, whatever you want to call them, these plans that pay us back if we don't use them, they are outselling the traditional use it or lose it long-term care insurance by a wide, wide margin.
Yeah.
And definitely, the growth has continued up. What we're starting to see with traditional sales is they're declining year after year. And these asset-based plans are growing by 20, 30, 40% because those people that have money, that have assets, think about it. They're the ones that really need long-term care insurance. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that can get these asset-based plans. If you've got $5,000 in the bank and you're just eking it out month to month and you can't really afford a monthly payment for long-term care insurance, you're not going to be able to get insurance anyway. So you're, unfortunately, your path is going to be try to stay healthy, but when you end up in a long-term care situation, you're going to burn through what little assets you have, you'll become a ward of the state, and you'll go on Medicaid.
Yeah.
And that's the sad truth for most people. So that's why everybody's not going to have these. Most people won't qualify for them. So again, what we're really saying is the same as if you have a home. Do you need homeowners insurance? Well, if you're renting, probably not. Do you need renter's insurance? Well, it depends what you have in your apartment. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you just got a lawn chair and that's it, you probably don't even need renter's insurance. But as you start accumulating assets and you start getting stuff, maybe you need renter's insurance. You buy a home, the bigger the home, the more assets you have, the more furniture, the more jewelry, the more artwork you have, the more insurance you need. This works the same way. The people that have worked hard and saved and have a nice nest egg and nice assets, those are the people that really need to stop and look at how these asset-based plans work. Look at how they protect the family, how they protect your income, how they protect your assets, because that's really what all these plans do, which is great. So, but that's a great question, and I think that we get that a lot of times. I mean, I remember one of the first events that I did, some guy raised his hand and said, "That just sounds too good to be true."
Yeah, and we get some form of that at most of our classes.
But I think, again, that's where they don't understand. They're not underwriting. You know, insurance doesn't work based on an individual. Like if I walked across the street to my neighbor and he said, "How much do I have to give you for you to guarantee me $10,000 a month of income for the rest of my life?" I'd be like, "Well, that's a lot."
Yeah.
Well, like $1 million or something, right? But insurance, because of the actuary science, they can look at that village as a whole. They're not looking at you as an individual. They are when they're underwriting to make sure that you're healthy enough to get into the plan. But what they're looking at is that whole village, and they know that this is the way the math works and the science, and that's why insurance works the way it does.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for joining us on this rainy Saturday morning. We have another class again next Saturday. You can sign up at our website, 525longtermcare.com. Also a class on Monday morning at 10 a.m. And again, sign up. All that information is available, 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. We'll be back next week with another live show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.